WMFO Medford.
Nice.
I love you back. I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you've ever seen. Do it cool from the haters. Body like swing to it. I guess every superhero needs the music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking. I just count the hours. Stop tripping. I'm ripping off the power.
Time Travel with Chris Thurl here with you till 7 p.m.
Get away from her, you bitch!
I'll be up in a few.
Hello?
Hey, Sid, it's Alex. Just calling to wish you a happy birthday, man.
Alex. Thank you for remembering. Thank you.
My pleasure. Did you do anything fun today?
Nothing special. Amy made lasagna, we had cake, the kids gave me a tie and some socks. Terrific.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Hey, I got a gift coming your way, too. I FedExed it, so you should probably get it tomorrow.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. What is it?
It's pretty cool. You'll see tomorrow.
Aw, come on. Give me a hint, at least. Can I ride it? Can I eat it?
Nope.
Can I f*** it?
No.
Can it f*** me?
No.
Is it hairy? Is it something I can shave?
No.
Can it blow me?
No.
Is it something I can blow?
No.
Can I fuck it?
You already asked me that.
If I take it apart, are there individual parts that I can fuck?
I don't think so.
Fair enough. If I sit on it for a while, will I...
No.
Is it something Amy can strap on and fuck me with?
Sid, no.
If I get all over it, will it be ruined?
I think.
Does it sweat?
No.
Is it something that can be used like a pussy?
That's just another way of asking if you can fuck it.
My bad. Does it get big if you touch it?
No.
Does it get hard if you touch it?
No.
If my Amy catches me blowing it, will she be mad?
Look, you can't blow it, man. We already talked about that.
Right. Okay. Let's say I'm stranded on a desert island with just this item. Am I getting a job?
No.
Can I fuck it?
No, it's a toaster, man. Just a toaster.
Oh, so I can fuck it. In fact, two people can fuck it at the same time. Alex, you want to come over and fuck my toaster this weekend?
Don't mind if I do.
Alex.
Oh, Sid.
Alex.
Oh, Sid.
Very good, Alex. Yes.
Hello, time travelers. You're listening to Chris Earle's Time Travel on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I thought, well, today it's July 15th, 2020. Let's do a little bit on the cancel culture. I'm going to play songs or bits that will likely offend you. There's a little bit of something offensive for everybody here today. But I think it's important to play these things because they exist. And whether you like them or not, you always have choice. You can turn them off, or you can debate whether they have any value anymore, or if we should cancel them altogether. And one of the important things, I think, is even though I'm playing them, I did not create them. Maybe I don't like them, maybe I do. But it's not up to you to cancel the messenger. Today's time travel is canceled. WMFO Medford.
All right, it's time to get on the dance floor. This song is a square dance, but you can dance in a circle if you want to. It's called Texas Chainsaw Square Dance Massacre. Well, bow to your partner. Now bow to the rear. Girls in the center, guys go around. Men leave the girls and go downtown. Go to a bar and drink 12 beers. Run back quick and grab her ears. Girls, you show him they can't do that. Knee him in the balls and stomp on his hat. Texas Chainsaw Square Dance Massacre. You beat your meat, you got two left feet. But you're never gonna know till you ask her. Texas Chainsaw Square Dance Massacre. You smell like a skunk, you're a cracker when you're drunk. Now we're gonna go a little faster. Well, grab that girl and grab that guy. Hit your partner with a shit pie. Do-si-do and do do-si-do. Put on your cleats and stomp on her toe. It hurts, don't it?
Yeah!
I knew that it would.
Yeah.
Well, Alabama left and Alabama right, and go to Alabama and don't come back. Time to find a new partner. Now, girls, this part's just for you. Ordinary kitchen tools will do. Ladies, bow to your partner. Now blindfold them. Turn on the blender, stick in his hand. Having fun now, ain't it grand? Pay no attention when he screams. Sew his face to a pair of jeans. Remember when he called you a liar? Take him to the stove and set him on fire.
Texas Chainsaw Square Dance Massacre. You beat your meat, you got two left feet, but you're never gonna know till you ask her. Texas Chainsaw Square Dance Massacre. Smell like a skunk, you're a pecker when you're drunk. Now we're gonna go a little faster.
Time to change partners. I think we're running out of partners. Now men, it's time to get even. You wanna get even, don't you?
I wanna go out tonight. I'm gonna take you to a place, make you feel alright. This cruel world just ain't for me. I wanna cry. You see, I wanna go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I wanna go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. Oh yeah, I just wanna have some fun. And when I'm throwing and bowling, I feel number one. Darts and pool ain't enough for me. I need more. You see, I wanna go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I wanna go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. I gotta go to Tall Sand, Midget Bowland. It makes me feel good when I throw a little doo. No one can stop me in a midget throwing mood. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Hey little guy, hey little guy. Bye bye little guy.
Everybody go.
Dwarf toss and midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf toss and midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf toss and midget bowling. We gotta go dwarf toss and midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf toss and midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf toss and midget bowling. We wanna go dwarf toss and midget bowling.
Little fingers, dirty little minds.
bed looking like super chicken. At night I see a light through my bedroom window, but I ain't got with a pad and pencil. I can't wait till I hear you say I'm going down, Mayday, Mayday. I'm gonna clam, cause every time that the pigs have got me, y'all rub it in with a flying Nazi. Military force, but we don't want ya. Standing on my roof with a rocket launcher, so fly like a nigga, but don't follow us wherever we go. The that I'm saying, make sure it's heard. Motherfuck you when your punk ass ghetto bird. Man, my homies hit a lick on a trick for a Rolex, and let me drive the boat next. Now the boat I was driving is hotter than July. Looked up and didn't see a ribbon in the sky. Saw a chopper with numbers on the bottom, calling all cars, I think we got 'em. I hit the gas in a mash past Singlewood. I think I drove through every single hood. South Central, Compton and Watts, Long Beach, Buster, you, here come the cops. Wish I had a genie with about three wishes. Metal flake green on D's, I look suspicious. You know that I'm running, hear it humming. I see it coming. Is it a bird? Yep. Is it a plane? No. I hit me a Rattle Nelson condo. Wanted to holler, had to ditch the Impala. Let's see if they would follow me. Hit a fence and another. Met me a baby pet bull and his mother. Ran up in some people's house and looked out the window. I wish it was my kinfolk. Had to pull a strap on a fool named Louis III. Cause I'm getting chased by the ghetto bird.
Just put his hat off. He combed his hair, then put his hat back on. So he's acting nonchalant up there in that cockpit going 115 miles an hour with the police chasing him. They're not going to be real happy when they catch up with him, no matter what the speed of the they hate a big mouth even worse.
Officer Bird's on his way and I don't want to see him. Could you please give me the keys to the BM? See, I didn't want to gank you, but don't make me bank you. Thank you. Try to get to the hood and you might guess that a fool like me done shot Cyrus. Incognito, ghetto ego, saying, where did he go? I bust me a left from Ruth Ellen, parked the 735 and I'm bailing. Went to my homegirl's house and got a hug, man. She helped me run like Harriet Tubman. Looked out the window by the black bed. I saw the pigs and the folk on the flatbed. Then the light from the bird hit me in the face. I closed the blinds cause I didn't wanna catch a case. All that night I heard the bird circle while I was eating fish and watching Nurkle. She said I could sleep on the couch by 2 a.m. I was digging her rock. The ghetto bird.
Which way is he going? Okay, now he's actually southbound on a surface street, and he was gonna have to get my maps out here to figure out which surface street he suddenly turned off on.
Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Hello, welcome to Long Way Kitchen. I take your order, please. I highly recommend the combo number 5.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Combo 1. 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody love a Chinese steamed fry from the Chinese restaurant around the corner. So you say you want some wonton soup, I bring your order. Roast duck is the special all this week. We fry a deep sea cause our duck is cheap. You like egg foo young, diced chicken, chow guan and sub gum. We are serving dim sum, all of it yum yum. So what can I get you really big order pork? We got the chopsticks, but please use our fork. Everything is fried, it's so good, like a dumpling. So just give us a ring. A little beef and broccoli you got to try. A little mixed vegetable and white rice. A little sweet and sour is all you need. A little bit of salt and no MSG. A little bit of General Tso's chicken. A little bit of raw hansen. A little bit of Sichuan or Hunan. A little bit of Mugu Gai Pan.
Chicken!
more Yankee, my Winky. The donga need food.
When I buy my wife, mm-hmm. At the start she was cook good, her vagina work well, and she's strong on plow. But after 3 years, when she was 15, then she become weak, her voice become a deep Borat, Borat. She receive a hair on her chest, and her vagina hang like sleeve of wizard.
Huh. Jeez.
This is a song called Namog Zrobić Domofon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. In my country there is problem, and that problem is transport. It take very, very long, because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well.
Come on! so my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy. Then we have a big party. In my country there is problem, and that problem is the Jew. They take everybody money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, you must be careful of his teeth. You must grab him by his money. And I tell you what to do. Everybody, throw the Jew down the well. So my country can be free.
So my country can be free.
You must grab him by his horns. Then we have a big party.
Welcome to the Uncle Bobo Show. Are you ready to sing? Come on, let's go!
Billy and his family went on a holiday. They went down to Florida to laugh and dance and play. Bill went in for a swim, he didn't see the harm. But when he came back out again, he was short and arm.
Cause
Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father went out to play some catch. But Billy missed the pass because his arm was unattached. The ball flew past his shoulder and it rolled into the swamp. When he went wading after it, his leg became a stump.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy and his father joined a three-legged race. They were tearing up the field, no one could keep the pace. But Billy tripped and did a flip and landed in the muck. He was running out of limbs and also out of luck.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy was all dirty, he really had to wash. But he couldn't use a towel cause his limbs had been gnawed off. He went into the water to get all clean and bright. But when his bath was finished, he was only half his height.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp.
Billy's father rolled his wheelchair up upon a hill. He wanted to put Bill where he would not get killed. But he left him on a slope and into the swamp he rolled. They dragged out his head but there was nothing left below.
Cause Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Rippy the Gator went chomp, chomp, chomp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp, swamp, swamp. Passing the time by ending children's lives. Down in the bottom of the swamp.
Down in the
I'm not afraid to.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, sir. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, plenty of sunshine in the way.
Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way. Zoom, 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 zoom. Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It is the truth. It's actual. Huh? Why is that bluebird? Mm-hmm. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Everybody has their time. Everybody has their time. I mean, not everybody. There are people out there who there's just nobody for them. Mm-hmm. Yep. People like to say things like, there's someone for everyone. Nope. Not at all true. And stop saying it because it's mean to people who never find anybody. There are millions of people out there who we've all unanimously decided they are light speed ugly and nobody kisses them on the lips even. Nobody touches their genitals their entire life. They just wash it and then they die. That's all that happens. Oh, and if you're feeling bad for them, you can go find one and one tomorrow. You can just solve the problem right there. With all that kindness in your heart. Oh, well, go one. Nah, I didn't think so. That's the one way we're all mean. Nobody does that. Nobody down. Nobody. People up or across. Some women down because a guy talked them into that it was up. Some, yeah, no, you should. I'm totally up. Yeah, man. We'll be right back.
talk about women. Women and men and boys and things. Because I think that women, when they blame their husbands for pregnancy, are out of line. It is not the man's fault at all. It's Eve's fault. I mean, let's put the blame where it should be. First of all, you wouldn't be pregnant had Eve just walked around without biting on an apple, see? But she wanted to impress Adam. And you know, men, they remain constant all the time. I mean, a man is like that 24 hours a day. And a woman is constant. Come here, come here, come here. Oh, get away, get away, get away. So you got a real act going, you know. Get away. So they're running around the garden, you know, doing that act. Give me back. So she got bored, reached up, bit, ate the apple, realized she was out of line, figured I might as well take him with. You want to take a bite? Oh, yeah, he's so bad off, he don't care. Had she brought an old dead elephant's foot over, he'd have eaten that up. You know.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
The Lord seen him doing that.
Everybody, out of the pool.
That's it.
All right, get out, get out, get out, get out. Everybody.
See, now, had Eve waited, maybe Adam would have been the first to bite it. Then I'd be walking around pregnant. Men on the maternity ward. I just gave birth to twins yesterday. Really groovy. Because women, I guess they're... I don't know if they're all the same, but I know my wife is like my mom. Now, my mom is weird. No, I mean, my mother thinks that Vicks is the last hope for anything. Anytime your nose is close to running, Jack, you get dipped in a whole vat of Vicks. They're sitting up there, and my nose goes, and Mom's like, smear it all over the sheets, on the blankets, all every slide me in the bed like a salami. Eat the sandwich. What is it? Peanut butter and Vicks. Ah. I used to brush my hair with Vicks. Put it on, mash it on, just mash it down. Vicks kept me from getting a head cold. Now my wife is almost the same way. She thinks if she bundles the kids up with 1,966 pieces of clothing, they're not gonna catch a cold. That is not true. Kids are going to catch colds. That's nature's way of teaching them how to blow their noses. So you better let them catch a cold unless you wanna be embarrassed one day when your kid is 24 sitting at the table and his nose is running. And you say, why don't you blow your nose? The kid said, pfft. You gotta let them do that, man. And you wouldn't have that problem if mothers knew how to wipe a nose. A mother wipes a nose like vengeance. Give me that nose. Can I have it back? Can I have my nose back? You watch any mother make a move with a napkin, see if the kid don't...
W-M-F.
Oh. Okay, okay. This is called Fat Bottom Girls.
Lobotomy. Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver, and Jimmy always viewed it with concern.
but I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
That's a rather personal question, sir.
You stupid git. I meant how long has it we've been in the lifeboat? You've destroyed the atmosphere now.
I'm sorry.
Shut up. Let's start again.
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days.
33 days.
We can't go on much longer.
I didn't think I destroyed the atmosphere. Shut up.
I don't think I did.
Of course you did.
Did you?
Yes, I think. Shut up, shut up!
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
Have we started again?
Still no sign of land. How long is it?
33 days, sir.
33 days?
We can't go on much longer, sir. We haven't eaten since the fifth day.
We're done for. We're done for.
Shut up, Maudling.
We've just got to keep hoping. Someone may find us.
How are you feeling, Captain? Not too good. I feel so weak.
We can't hold out much longer.
Listen, chaps, there's still a chance. I'm done for. I've got a gammy leg and I'm going fast. I'll never get through, but some of you might. So, you'd better eat me.
Eat you, sir?
Yes, eat me.
Ugh, with a gammy leg?
You didn't eat the leg, Thompson. There's still plenty of good meat. Look at that arm.
It's not just the leg, sir.
What do you mean?
Well, sir, it's just that...
Why don't you want to eat me?
I'd rather eat Johnson, sir.
So would I, sir.
I see. Well, settle then. Everyone's going to eat me.
Oh, well...
What, sir?
Go ahead, please, but I won't...
Oh, nonsense, sir. You're starving. Duck in.
No, it's not that.
What's the matter with Johnson, sir?
Well, he's not kosher.
That depends how we kill him, sir.
Yes, that's true. But to be perfectly frank, I like my meat a little more lean. I'd rather eat Hodges.
Oh, well, all right.
I still prefer Johnson.
And we should all stop bickering and eat me.
Look, I tell you what. Those who want to can eat Johnson, and you, sir, can have my leg, and we'll make some stock from the captain, and then we'll have Johnson cold for supper.
Oh, well, that's a good idea.
Excellent thinking.
Or else we could have Hodges in the morning. Well,
the bowels. Jolly dirty, but we could have sort of Johnson kedger in there.
Hello. As a naval officer, I abhor the implication that the Royal Navy is a haven for cannibalism. It is well known that we now have the problem relatively under control, and that it is the RAF who now suffer the largest casualties in this area. And what do you think the Argyles ate in Aden? Arabs? Yours, etc., Captain B.J. Smithick, in a white wine sauce with shallots, mushrooms and garlic.
Well, I'm ever so glad they abolished hanging, because that black cap just wasn't me.
Oh, yes, black makes you look so washed out.
Do you remember the Glasgow treason trial?
Oh, yes, I wore a body stocking all through it.
No, I meant the party afterwards.
Oh!